I'm Mary Shudden. This is Making Sense of the Media. You know those ads you see on your social media feeds? A lot of those companies, they're fake. Fact is, when you buy something from one of those suspect companies, you can suspect it's going to stink. These ads are a weird new part of the global internet economy where the company doesn't even own the product. Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, help me here. How do you spot these ads?
First of all, weird names like Timbuktu, or just recently over my Instagram feed, I saw something called Mindfulness. It was jewelry with really cute inspirational quotes on it. But that's not enough, because there's lots of internet companies with weird names like Yahoo. If you do click through on any of these companies, you'll notice a really limited supply of products. Usually one thing, like messenger bags or barn coats for men.
Is this only on Facebook and Instagram?
Well, it's them and others. All social media sites that are driven by visuals have these deceptive companies advertising crappy products. The fact is, anybody can start one of these companies. There's a fabulous article just out in The Atlantic that goes deep into one of these companies, started by a 17-year-old kid in Dublin. And he does a video describing how you can build this company with no investment at all and get it up and running in a week.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to part one of the Shopify series, where I'm going to try to bring a brand new store from $0 to $1,000 over the next 7 days.
So what you're telling me is that these companies are just people shopping online like me. They're never touching the product.
Let me teach you a new word, drop shipping.
Drop shipping.
You as the consumer click through to one of these companies and you buy, say, a pair of gloves. They don't actually own the gloves. They go to another company like Alibaba or Amazon. They buy the gloves for you, tack on a surcharge, and have that company ship it to you.
How do I protect myself?
You need to learn to spot the difference between legitimate companies like Warby Parker, an online retailer that has totally disrupted the eyeglass market by shipping directly to consumers. The only way you can tell the difference is once you know for sure the company's reputation. If you've never heard of this company, if you don't know anybody who's actually bought something from the company, they might not be real. Buyer beware.
But this is the internet. Isn't it illegal?
The FTC is concerned with deceptive advertising, but they have no way to get on top of all of this. They're more concerned about medical devices and supplements and food, stuff you put in your body, as opposed to the stuff you're going to put on your body.
So Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, fess up. Have you ever fallen for one of these ads?
Yep. There was this advertisement that promised the most comfortable pair of work shoes I would ever own. When I got them, they were not Italian leather. They sure as heck weren't comfortable, and I'm stuck with them.
Mm-hmm.